Monday to you, as Megan Skiles, the Executive Director of the Greater Fremont Development Council, is with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, I had a big announcement on Friday, and a lot of folks, I think, are scratching their heads saying, Port Authority, isn't that a water thing?
Yes.
So let's maybe try and explain what's going on here with this, with the Inland Port Authority.
Yeah, absolutely. Inland is a good word that we need to make sure we use with that. So this past legislative session in 2021, the Nebraska legislature approved a bill that would allow for the creation of municipal inland port authorities. That was LB 156. And what this does, and the reason it was created, is Nebraska kind of lacks some of the tools necessary to develop sites ready for industrial projects. And so we would get projects in and maybe wouldn't be as strong of competitors we would have liked to been, just because the infrastructure isn't in place and the time to development is too long. So we're competing when we get projects in, we're competing with other communities and surrounding communities like Des Moines and Kansas City. And what we've seen in those communities is that the infrastructure is really out ahead of the development. Mm-hmm. And they have various tools to allow them to do that. But in Nebraska, we lack some of those tools. And so infrastructure is really developer-driven, meaning that whoever the person is that needs the infrastructure is really going to spend a lot of money to get the infrastructure there and pave the way. So we wanted to think of creative ways to help finance some of that infrastructure. And so that's where this bill came about. And what it does is it allows us to set a geographical area that when a project comes up and we want to place the project in that area, it creates a mechanism for that development. So they can issue revenue bonds to help instigate that development.
Yeah, it seems odd that here in Nebraska, we're in the middle of the United States and we really didn't have anything. So yes. This bill that was Senator Wayne proposed last year and did pass will make a big difference for the state of Nebraska, won't it?
Yeah, we're really hoping so. You know, I think last time I was on here, I talked a lot about the amount of projects we've been getting in, particularly in 2021, kind of coming out of the pandemic and addressing some of the supply chain issues. We've seen a ton of projects come in and a ton of interest in the area, and I think that the timing is right to help us get in front of that a little bit and be more competitive and see more projects come in.
So the money that was allotted for this, what maybe go through that for each? There are going to be five locations that will be chosen in Nebraska, right?
Yes. So the way the bill was written and passed allows for five port authority districts across the state of Nebraska. So once one is established, there will be some funding, some money that should be appropriated this year. The intention of the bill, the bill itself didn't appropriate any funds, but the intention of the bill was to appropriate funds in the 2022-23 fiscal year and the 23-24 fiscal year. In each of those years, it was to appropriate $5 million into a site and building development fund specifically for Port Authority districts. So it doesn't mean we automatically get that money, but if we get a Port Authority passed, and we're really, this is really just the first step, this interlocal agreement, it still has to be approved by the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. Once that is done, then we're eligible to apply for those funds that will be allocated into those programs.
But you're feeling pretty good about this, right?
I am, yes. we've been in a lot of communication with the state that this is our intention, and I think we have some pretty good support there. I think we're pretty early on in the process. As far as I'm aware, we are ahead of any other community that is trying to pursue this at this moment. So first step will be this passing this interlocal agreement between the city and county to designate an area. And then there will be an impact analysis that will have to be done, which we've already been working on. GFDC has, along in partnership with the Omaha Economic Development Partnership, has been putting that together. And there will probably be a couple other pieces that we'll need to get ready to apply. And then from what we've heard, application from Nebraska Department of Economic Development should come sometime in the spring.
Okay.
So probably April.
Yeah, good. Now, in order to learn a little bit more about this, I know you guys did visit another port authority, and maybe give an example, if you can, of a company that was interested in being a part of something like that and moving forward.
Yes. So this has been in the works for a very long time, and there's actually kind of two different examples in the Kansas City area. One is Port KC, which operates within the boundaries of Kansas City, and they work on a variety of different projects, and we visited with them in December and learned a lot about how they're structured. Another good example that we visited, oh gosh, back in probably 2018 or 2019, was the KC Logistics Park, which is actually about 40 minutes south of Kansas City in Edgerton. And that one, I think, is probably more similar to what we're trying to pursue here in Fremont, where it was a very large industrial park with a lot of rail service and warehouse distribution. So they had several million square feet of warehouse and distribution services. There was cold storage there. There was a lot of things going on. So Amazon had a location there.
Oh, nice.
I believe Home Depot had a distribution center there as well. So there were, across several million square feet, quite a few large businesses operating out of that industrial park.
So are you able to assess or give us an idea of what kind of economic impact it would have on our area?
Yes. So from our initial economic impact, we have guessed that if it takes us 10 years from the time of creation to build out 12 projects, and this is all hypothetical, but the economic impact of 12 projects in our area would be approximately $870 million annually to the local economy. So that's direct and indirect impact. So people working within the Port Authority District and business happening within the Port Authority District, but also the extra impact to the community from being able to do business with those companies.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big deal. Now, that's not the only thing you've been working on.
No, it's been a big one, but yes. So there's a couple other things we have going at GFDC here. Lauren Foster, she's our Director of Quality of Life and runs our housing programs. She is putting together a forum on February 4th at 10 a.m. via Zoom to talk about some disaster relief funds still from the 2019 flooding that are going to be available to the community in the upcoming months. Particularly, we're trying to address how those funds can be used for housing projects in the region. So that forum is coming up, and we're having Christina Zink with the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, who is helping to run the CDBG disaster relief program, will be speaking. And so that is open to housing developers or nonprofits in the housing space. So we're hoping to get a good turnout for that conversation. The other thing that we have been spending some time doing is getting our small business education series ready to go. So that is going to kick off in April. The Fremont Creative Collective has a similar series that they have going. It actually kicks off this week on January 27th and runs through April, leads up to their pitch competition in April. Mm-hmm. So both of these things really kind of cater to entrepreneurs and small businesses in the community. So we wanted to kind of pick up and continue those education opportunities throughout the rest of the year for small businesses within the community. So we're getting ready for that and excited to support the Fremont Creative Collective in their endeavor and pitch competition that they're taking on.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a lot going on there. So if anybody is interested or has a question on any of those programs, how do they get a hold of you guys over at the office?
Yes. So the best phone number is 402-753- 8126. Or you can shoot us an email. My email address is Megan, that's M-E-G-A-N, dot Skiles, S-K-I-L-E-S, at FremontEcoDev.com.